This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, and you may dial toll free to join us here as we launch into the third hour of the program with you in the studio tonight. Here it's Ian
and Mark,
and finally James Whittakine has made it into the Free Talk Live chat room in the Discord, and listeners are interacting with him live as we speak. If you've not yet joined the Discord, there's no better reason to go check it out over at discord.lrn.fm. If you want to jump in there and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts of the show throughout the show and before and after sometimes, over at discord.lrn.fm, you should do that. Now, Mark, I had the privilege of being at the New Hampshire Supreme Court's hearing this week for the Free the Nipple appeal. And since we've been
talking, call that a privilege if you like.
I was the only person with a video camera there, so it was
sounds like a duty.
A duty? Well, I mean, I didn't have an obligation to go and do that, but because I do enjoy reporting on freedom issues over at freekeen.com, I went in a very nasty and somewhat dangerous snowstorm in order to get there. Luckily, nothing terrible happened on the way. Even though I was a little bit late, turns out the court actually started late because I bet you a couple of the judges were also running
caught
a little bit late
that snow
that same morning. So luckily, I was able to get all of the footage from the half-hour-long hearing on the Free the Nipple appeal case. Now, for listeners who are unfamiliar, it's not just a New Hampshire thing. Free the Nipple is a global movement of both women and men who believe that if men should be allowed to be topless, then so should women. I mean, that's pretty straightforward.
Yep.
But there are a group of people out there, mainly state governments, city governments, these morality police types who, you know, just want to shove their moral systems down other people's throats with the violence of the state. These people truly believe that there's something wrong with the female breast, that there's something immoral about it, that there's something inherently sexual about it. So a lot of this sort of mirrors the discussion we were having earlier with the controversy over the football player Tom Brady and a kiss with his son that was caught on video. And so it sort of mirrors that discussion to some extent with this puritanical mindset here in the United States that doesn't necessarily exist in other places, and it just has to do with the idea that nudity to some people is inherently sexual, and they believe that if nudity is allowed to happen in public, that that will somehow corrupt people or the youth, or it's somehow bad. And so that's where all of this, you know, controversy has come from. And so these ladies were arrested on the beach in a town called, or a little city called Laconia, New Hampshire, which is, I believe, the only city.
It's where I think Bike Week happens.
That's so right. Bike Week's
pretty
huge
event. Yeah.
It's huge. That's pretty much what it's known for. This wasn't during Bike Week. This was just some of the local ladies who live in the area. Because certainly during Bike Week, obviously women are encouraged to take their tops off. But it's not legal to do that in Laconia. And whether it was Bike Week that encouraged the ordinance to be made or not is not clear. But there is an ordinance that does exist that prohibits toplessness of females in the city limits of Laconia, not just on the beach, but anywhere within the city limits. Now, again, men are fully legal to be topless. And so the ladies were arrested to go all the way back. I think it was 2015. If you go and you search freekeen.com for nipple, you'll probably find the history of all the stories about this. But they were arrested on Guilford Beach.
A bunch
of
other weird stuff.
They were arrested on Guilford Beach a couple few years ago for being topless in a sort of an event that was designed to encourage women to come out and, you know, just be topless and be on the beach. Do beach things, but just be topless as you were there. And with the women that were arrested in that case, they went to court, and the district court ruled in their favor. He ruled against the Guilford Town Ordinance in that particular case.
I don't see how you can call it anything other than sexual discrimination. Look, I don't think that most women in America really, really, really care about this issue, but ultimately, It's, you know, when it comes to an issue of rights, sometimes it's not the rights that everybody wants. It's the rights that just some weirdos want on the fringe.
That you have to protect.
That you've got to protect.
If you care about freedom.
Look, I can't say I'm terribly moved by the issue. I like to look at breasts as much as the next person, but when it comes down to this, I can't say that this isn't the reason I picked up and moved to New Hampshire. It wasn't to see topless unity. That wasn't it.
No, me neither. But I believe in freedom, and so as you point out, if somebody's freedom is being threatened, then I think it's important that people should stand up for those people's freedom. And so I sort of play my part in that by going and recording the video so people can see what happened.
Right.
And so I recorded video of the entire trial where, as I said, they were found not guilty in the first case. I recorded that video. That video is very interesting, very entertaining trial, highly recommended. In fact, I linked to it in the blog post over at freekeen.com. So if you haven't seen that video, you should. The appeal that went to the Supreme Court this week was from a different case.
Okay.
So the other case, the case that was being appealed, came out of the Laconia town, where they arrested not the exact same women, but at least one of the women was the same from the two different arrests.
And these are topless activists.
Yep, and I believe that the judge was the same judge who ruled against them in the second case and upheld the Laconia city ordinance. So that's what was being appealed.
I wonder what was different.
Yeah, I don't recall that detail, but that was what was being. Unfortunately, due to an issue, I was not able to record that second trial. So I don't have that trial. But
the old trial, but you do have the Supreme Court.
I have the original trial where they were found not guilty.
Yep.
Later. I did not get the trial that was being appealed, but our co-host Melanie was there for that hearing, and she wrote up a piece about it over at freekeen.com. So you can at the very least read a written piece that she wrote about that. Anyway, so they're appealing this this case, and Attorney Dan Hines, who is a libertarian, I mean, he's registered as a Republican, but he scores an A-plus on the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance liberty ratings that we have here in New Hampshire, because it's such a liberty-minded place, because we have such great libertarian activists here. They actually rate every single state representative, and there's 400 of them. They rate them on their voting on how freedom-oriented they are. This guy's an A-plus. So he's a state rep, and he's an attorney, and he's the guy who took their case in the first place. The one that they were victorious on, and he took their case where they weren't victorious, and so he took them all the way, and doing it pro bono, by the way, taking it all the way up to New Hampshire's Supreme Court, which is where I showed up once again with my video camera. Again, I got the full video, which you can watch for yourself, where you can see Dan Hines just make a really excellent case about how absurd and just ridiculous and unfair the town ordinance is, and how obviously unconstitutional and clearly discriminatory it is, and that, as he points out, it's the only ordinance on the books in New Hampshire that requires one know the sex of the person who committed the offense in order for it to be charged.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, in my opinion, the state is on some pretty shaky legal ground here with this ordinance. But nonetheless,
that one statement certainly makes it seem that way. I mean, really, you're going to write a law that specifically wants to know what a person's biological sex is?
Yeah, in order to charge the person, they have to be female. So,
and what about all this confusion where, well, what if they self-identify as male or a mosquito or a Mack truck? Right. I don't know.
Well, that's why I asked him. In fact, if you watch the full video, you'll see the full half hour in front of the New Hampshire Supreme Court. And then afterwards, I was there when he was interviewed by media that was there. And so I kind of put up just raw cut of his interviews, various interviews. I was the last person to ask him some questions. And since I was there for his initial trial, he kind of addressed this during his initial trial, and I thought it was one of the more interesting points about this was, well, how is the officer to know the sex of a person without them admitting it? Okay, so if an officer comes up to you and, Mark, remember when you dressed up as Woe Manwich and you wore a wig and we took a picture of it and all that?
I wasn't a very convincing woman.
If you were more convincing, though,
yeah,
and you were
there
on the
beach. There are certainly
those
that are darned convincing.
And you were topless. Let's say it had some sort of, topless, I don't know, operation to enlarge your breast size or something like that. You're on the beach.
Have you seen these pecs?
And you
they're right next to these guns.
And, the cops come up to you and say, ma'am, you're going to need to put your shirt back on. and you
I'd look around because I wouldn't be sure who.
Let's say you had
about.
Long hair too.
All right.
I said, "Ma'am, you need to put your shirt back on." And you say, "Well, I'm not going to do that." And he says, "Well, you are under arrest. We're going to ticket you for violating our ordinance." Well, how do you know that that's a woman that you're talking to unless you're conducting a search or that person admits to being a woman? Because otherwise, they'd have to do a genital inspection to make sure. And you want to talk about, you don't have probable cause for that, buddy. You don't. More coming up.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Live Saturday edition of the program with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype, so Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Or you can join us on Discord. at the Discord on-air call-in line. We've actually got somebody hanging out there. We're going to get to him here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are definitely welcome. We're talking about toplessness, female and male toplessness. In a lot of places, one of those two is illegal, even though functionally it's the same exact thing. People are, they should be, in my opinion, free to bare their breasts if they want to. The Christian anarchist who called in earlier said people should be able to be full nude if they want to, and I happen to agree with him there, but, you know, we're starting small here, starting with topless equality, and there's a court case that happened here in New Hampshire that I went to at the New Hampshire Supreme Court on Thursday morning, and I got the full hearing on video. It's up right now over at freekeen.com. Do want to let you know about Zencash.com. It is one of the newer cryptocurrencies out there on the scene. It started in 2017, so it's still in its beginning stages, but it's got a lot of promise. And some of those promises they followed through on. Like, they've implemented zero-knowledge anonymity from day one of Zencash. They've got decentralized autonomous organizations that are being put in place for governance of Zencash. These are people who care about freedom. Voluntarism is written right into their white paper. Go and see it for yourself. Do your research. Do your due diligence. Check out Zencash.com. It's a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. That's Zencash.com.
And it's performed pretty well in the face of this sort of crypto collapse that we've seen in the last few weeks.
Sure has. So Zencash.com, as we continue here, I want to play some audio, and then we're going to go to your calls. This is from the, I guess it's not really a closing statement, but toward the end of her the state's attorney's presentation. This is in front of the New Hampshire Supreme Court. You've got, for those that have never been to a Supreme Court hearing, I don't know, they're probably different in every state, but in New Hampshire, it's 15 minutes and 15 minutes, and meaning the defense gets 15 minutes, the prosecutor, if you want to call her that, or the state's attorney, gets 15 minutes, and they can also reserve a few minutes for rebuttal. So the defense, Dan Hines, reserved his 3 minutes, which means he gets to come back after the state's attorney and rebut. Now, I presume she can also reserve 3 minutes to rebut, but she didn't in this case. So
I don't understand why the state's attorney gets to go second. I mean, if this was the circumstance, a normal person would pick last, and a defendant should get the advantage in everything in a trial because, well,
it should
be their trial.
Unfortunately, the New Hampshire criminal system isn't like that. Normal criminal trials, it's the defense who goes first in closing statements, which I think hurts the defense's chances, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But regardless, the state, in my opinion, was on the ropes throughout this entire hearing. I mean, Dan Hines was excellent in explaining the absurdity and the unfairness and the clear discrimination of this prohibition on female toplessness in the city of Laconia, which, by the way, doesn't exist in most of the other cities and towns in New Hampshire. It is legal everywhere else for the most part. I think the Guilford Ordinance got overturned, so I think Laconia was supposedly the only one of its sort in the whole state. And by the way, there was an attempt last year in the state legislature to criminalize female toplessness, and that went down in flames. So the state legislature spoke on this issue last year. But nonetheless, the state's attorney's up there making her arguments about how, you know, she actually says this, and I'm going to play the audio, about how it's a moral issue. So here we go. This is from the near the end of her statement to the Supreme Court.
You have to wear pasties, quite frankly. It's the only way that you cover where you can't be seen. That's the purpose, that they cannot be seen.
They meaning
the nipples?
Okay, so the nipples are the offensive part.
That's the purpose of pasties? Well, yes, it is, but what does that have to do with anything?
And that's all you have to do. So it's a manner in which you do it. It doesn't lessen the message any. Quite frankly, they could wear pasties that look like nipples under this ordinance. There's no restriction on that. So it is fairly narrowly tailored.
This is the peak of this woman's legal career here, having to order, having to argue for pasty-colored, nipple augmented
photos.
Pasties.
Photos. She's literally saying that, yeah, it's fine if you were to just wear photos of nipples as pasties. It would be completely legal.
Insane.
Doesn't that move the ordinance into...
This is a judge asking a question.
Doesn't that move the ordinance into sort of an arbitrary area?
Other courts have held that it doesn't. It survives strict scrutiny. I mean, this is a matter of public safety and morals, and what happened here shows that it's...
This is a matter of public safety and morals. So let me see if I've got this straight. Is she actually saying that it is immoral to show one's nipples in public?
Well, she's saying that some people believe that it's immoral to show one's nipples in
public. Well, she's there arguing for it, so presumably she believes it. Or is she saying that it's immoral to... So is it immoral to show one's nipples in public, or is it immoral to simply break the law that prohibits the showing of nipples in public? What exactly is the immoral act here? Because it would seem to me that if it was immoral to show one's nipples, that the person who believes that would also believe that it's immoral to show the rest of the breasts, too. Like, oh, you can show the full breast with the exception of the nipple, and that's completely moral? I don't think that's what she's saying. Is it?
The problem with this morals argument is, first off, I don't think that this is morals. This is more like Moors. But whatever, you know, the words are similar, and I can see why people get confused. Is that the same people who are making the argument about men having to wear full one-piece bathing suits 100 years ago were making the same argument.
Yep.
They were saying that women had to wear, you know, couldn't show their ankles.
Because men will go crazy.
This is a losing battle. As Barack Obama said, you know, wrong side of history, right? I mean, and
yeah.
Look, I don't think he's any better than any other president, frankly. But this truly is an issue where they're on the wrong side of history. If I was the prosecutor in this circumstance, I'd be like, oh, well, yeah, bring somebody in from Laconia to argue this because I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to spend my political capital arguing for something this dumb. The one law that cares about what your gender is.
Let me go on here.
Safety related, because there was a really big disturbance on the beach when Ms. Piero was doing yoga on the beach.
My God! A woman doing yoga while topless was a big disturbance, Mark. This is the reason why. If it's not morals, it's safety. We need to make sure that these people keep safe by not being topless. Aren't you worried, Mark, that the men nearby are just going to start raping?
Well, I think that that's really the argument here, is blame the victim, right? Like, that's the presumption, is that it's going to cause this sexual hoopla or something, and that it must be the fault of the women displaying their nipples. Now, she's just said that those women could legally
wear pasties.
Pasties-shaped, nipple-shaped pasties over their nipples.
It's ridiculous.
But somehow this law is protecting the public? No.
Right.
This is a dumb law from start to finish, and people who defend it are dumb. At least, that's the argument I'd make to her.
Absolutely.
You have staked your career on a dumb law. Don't do that.
She's just doing what she's told, right? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Your comments on Free the Nipple. Is it immoral? And if it's immoral to show a nipple in public, then why isn't it immoral to have a photograph of a nipple over top of the actual nipple? How is that different exactly? Besides the fact that it's just not part of that law.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Rank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Rank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you can join us right here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype in to join us here at Skype username lrn.fm. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line. Go to discord.lrn.fm to join us there. And something else you're going to want to check out right away or as soon as possible is liberty.menu. It is a new partnership that we have kicked off here within the last 24 to 48 hours with Free Talk Live. Something that people have been talking about for a long time is, hey, where's the best list of libertarian businesses? Where can I go and, you know, bring my business to get X service or product that's run by a liberty-minded person? Because people would rather spend their money with somebody ideologically compatible with them than not. But yet, over the years, there have been different attempts at doing this, and none of them have really gotten any wheels underneath them. They've never really gotten to the point of having enough data in their database to actually be useful. At least that's been my experience with these various sites that have done this sort of libertarian business
directory.
Right,
they just haven't hit that synergy point.
Yeah, or the site was clunky, or for whatever reason they didn't get to that point.
Yeah, that's happened too.
But now, liberty.menu kicked off last summer, and...
Not clunky.
And it was going at the same time where, Mark, you were talking about, we ought to do this. And I'm like, Mark, somebody's already done it, and they've done a great job. We should talk to these guys.
Yep.
And turns out they actually moved to New Hampshire as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, so it was perfect. I think it was just a perfect marriage for Free Talk Live and Liberty.menu, where you can go and easily get signed up and put your Liberty-friendly business literally on the map. And it's a global map, even though there's a lot in New Hampshire. They started they started it in New Hampshire, so of course there's going to be a bunch of businesses listed up there. But it is a global map. You can go there and list your business. You can list your, you got media that you've created. You can put that out there. Maybe a meeting where you've got a meetup group or something like that in your local area. So there's different categories that you can list.
Or a convention, Liberty Convention.
Right. It's not all about business, but it's really handy, and it's a super easy to use site. Very slick. And more importantly, it's free to get in there and to list as much as you want. Now, you can pay for an upgrade on the listings. You can pay for, you know, better features, more, you know, prominence on the site. But you can get on there and get your listings up there right now over at liberty.menu. There's a kind of a game system in there where you earn points based on what you put into the system, and it's pretty cool. I put some stuff on there. I'm actually in the top 10. Daryl's at, like, number 2 as far as the number of points that we've accumulated for adding things to the site. So check it out. It's
gamified,
yeah. Yeah, it's free, and it works. And it works well. Liberty.menu. Great URL, too. You can't forget that.
No.
Liberty.menu. As we continue here, I'm going to play the rest of this audio. It's short, and then we'll get to your calls about the New Hampshire Free the Nipple. Now, again, this is a global movement, but we've just got some great activists here in New Hampshire. So the attorney in this case, very liberty-friendly guy, Dan Hines, took this case up to the New Hampshire Supreme Court. And the state's attorney is just absolutely ridiculous in what she's saying here, saying on one hand that it's a moral and safety issue, but on the other hand, it'd be totally fine if women would just go ahead and put pasties on. Oh, and if the pasty looked like a nipple, if it was a photograph of a nipple, well, that would be legal, too. So is she talking about what's legal, or is she talking about what's moral, and is she conflating the two things together? Because we can find...
Well, that's exactly what they always do. I mean, politicians, bureaucrats, they love to tell you that what's legal is what's moral, but, you know, well, they've got one hand in your pocket stealing your money.
So let's go back more to the audio here and then right to your phone calls.
Well, don't public mores and sensibilities evolve over time. And I think one of the briefs points out that back in the 20s, it was illegal in 35 states for men to appear on the beach exposing their upper half.
Yes.
So should we be stuck with a statute from 20 years ago and our constitutional analysis?
I don't know if you're stuck with it, but I think the fact that courts are still upholding these kind of statutes, that the legislature has distinguished between, our legislature has distinguished between men's and women's nipples, and the fact that to date no statute of this kind has been actually struck down. There are
we
some
should
lower
have a group of people that would giggle every time somebody said nipple. I mean, that would be fun, because then would they see just how ridiculous this whole thing is, or at least how juvenile we are.
Yeah, that's the end of the clip there. Again, you know, this lady is just absolutely on the ropes, in my opinion here. She doesn't even sound certain of her own position.
Lawyers don't have to be, you know.
In this case.
I mean, that's one of the things about them is that they're supposed to take cases that they may not agree with.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to provide a defense to a defendant that, you know, the best defense that they can, whether or not they agree, whether or not they think it's right.
I mean, in this case, basically what she's saying it boils down to is, well, there's other places that are doing this. There's other places where it's illegal, and the courts there have said it's fine. It's morals. It's safety.
I'm sure you'll find a place where they'll chop your head off for going to the beach with a shirt off, male or female.
But, I mean, you know, it's hard to get a feel for where the judges are going to end up going on this, and I don't like to make predictions about what courts will end up doing, but I have to say, I will be surprised if the judges do not overturn the lower court in this case and rule in favor of the defendants. Because it just seems so obviously wrong what this law does. It, you know, if they want to criminalize, and I don't agree with this, but if they were to criminalize all toplessness, at least then there would be no argument of, oh, well, you're treating one sex differently than the other. But hopefully that won't be the solution, because, again, they tried to criminalize female toplessness at the state level, and they failed last year.
I don't see how a Supreme Court can say, yes, it's okay to treat one sex different than another sex. Like, we just don't live in that America anymore, and it's a beach. Many places in the world, if you're going to make the argument that some places do something, many places in the world have toplessness on beaches, that's fine. You know, sometimes they'll distinguish, this is the topless beach, this is not the topless beach, and I think that's even better. And in some cases, they have...
Not if it's a public beach, though. In fact, that actually came up during the questioning, was one of the judges says, well, what if it's a 100-foot strip where people can be topless? Would that be okay? You know, could we do that? And, you know, the argument is, well, no, because that's basically separate but equal. So, no, that would not fly. And Hines also had another point, but let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Again, the full video's up right now over at freekeen.com. You can check that out when you get a chance. Let's talk to Kirk in Albuquerque listening to Kiva. Hello, Kirk.
Hello there.
Hey, you're on the air.
Thank you.
Yes.
First and foremost, I want to agree with you guys that the state's lawyer is doing a very lousy job on presenting their case. I haven't heard the defense side. But I can tell you from my experience with attorneys and such, she's doing a lousy job. However, topic at hand. I want to ask you gentlemen something. You guys have daughters?
I have a son. He's 9.
All right. What about your associate there? Do you have a
daughter? I don't have any kids.
Thank God.
All right. Well, you're missing out, first of all.
I have
daughters and granddaughters. And I would find it appalling for them to be going around topless because I wouldn't want a bunch of damn guys out there boogling my daughters.
I don't think that the problem...
Exactly. Let me finish.
Okay.
And that's exactly what would happen if you let these young ladies go out and do not have themselves in the proper attire when they're on the beach of a public area.
Would your daughters go out topless if they could?
No, they would not because I've taught them differently.
Problem
and
solved.
They also are in agreement with me.
Right. Problem solved. Like, most of the women that I talk to on this topic are like, well, yeah, sure, they should be able to go out without a top, but they don't want to. The vast majority of women are not going to go running around ripping their shirts off the day that this is made legal.
No.
This is
it's already legal in most places.
The problem that you run into is that. To allow one person to make the dictates of the community at large is where you create an anarchy that brings it down to a turmoil that is not resolvable.
Well, I think that it would be resolvable. We resolved the problem of men taking their tops off back in the 1930s.
And there wasn't anarchy.
And there wasn't, you know, like, somehow the government survived.
And what's wrong? By the way, hold that thought, Kirk. We'll bring you back here. Because, I mean, you don't think that your daughters, if they're old enough, are going to be ogled anyway, whether they've got the tops off or not?
Live from the Vertcoin Studio, this is the Call to Freedom. It's the Crypto Hour, friends.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you. If you are getting on the lines right now, we'll try to get you in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio with you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can get interactive over at freetalklive.com, and you can support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. And we had some issues this week with the AMP database. It was actually probably mostly my issue with incorrectly pruning it over the years. I ended up doing a proper job of it this week and reduced the total amount of AMP dollars from like $2,700 per month to $2,200 per month. So we now have a more accurate idea of what we're actually getting in, and unfortunately it's much lower than what it had appeared to be for likely the last few years. So there's been a major house cleaning going on.
So what happened there?
Of the database. I explained it in detail last night, Mark. I'm not going to rehash it, but basically user error and bugs sort of combined together. In my case, user incompetence of not correctly de-amping people who had canceled correctly. So ultimately, people who had canceled, well, they weren't being charged, but their AMP was still being counted in the total. That was what was going on. And that is no longer happening. So, which means we're lower now than we thought we were before. And so please, if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live and what we do here, please become an amplifier for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. It helps us get on great new radio stations. Like I said, welcoming back WNTK and WUVR up in the Upper Valley of New Hampshire. And it helps you get some cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only Discord chats. There's AMP-only text and voice chats that are available to you if you're an amplifier. And there's more perks, including the AMP badge on the forum and more. Get the details. Get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here talking about the Free the Nipple controversy, we just had a dad on the line, and he did drop off during the break there, but I was wanting to continue the discussion because he said that he would be upset if his daughters went topless in public. Now, he didn't say how old they were, but if his daughters went topless.
Well, he has granddaughters, so one was going to. Let's just go ahead and presume they're adults.
Fair enough. But let's presume that, whether they were adults or not, whether teenagers, etc., if they were going topless, his idea was that that would mean that boys would be ogling them. And
I think it's a fair presumption.
I think that's probably true. But I'm going to tell you this, that they're probably ogling them with or without their tops on. Okay? They're going to be looking at them. If they are attractive young women, they are going to be looked at by men.
Don't you think that taking a young lady taking her top off in today's age, mm-hmm. I'm not talking about on a European beach where some large percentage of women have their tops off. I'm talking about in the United States, where it's, at some point or another, this would start, right? Like, quote-unquote, yep. The hashtag, it would begin, the toplessness, the fappening, it would happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, the first young ladies to take their tops off would be, they'd certainly be exhibitionists. In nature, yeah. They're exposing themselves, and they would be sending a message to people that, hey, come talk to me. I am sexually available. Don't you think that that's...
No.
Well, I do.
No, not at all. That's just, I mean, I in think the case that they brought up on the in the Supreme Court, the state's attorney brought up the idea that the woman was doing yoga, topless, and causing a disturbance. And, yeah, I think you're right. In the early days, Mark, some people are going to be more likely to look and say something, perhaps, than otherwise. But ultimately, as Dan Hines, the defense attorney in this case, pointed out, to argue that that's a reason why it should stay illegal is essentially to argue for what's called in law the heckler's veto. And what that means is that, well, if somebody yells at you, you know, because you did something, and they get angry because you did something, that's a reason to keep that something illegal. That's giving, you know, power to the heckler. That's giving power to the person who wants the lady to keep her top on. And it's not a sound legal basis to make an argument for. Because again, if it is indeed more dangerous for a woman to take her top off, and maybe in some circumstances it might be. That's a risk she should be free to take. And the fact that there might be somebody out there who doesn't like it or who gives her a hard time or attacks her over it, worst case, is not a reason to criminalize that particular conduct. And so I think he was absolutely right with that point.
Well, I would agree, but I would also say that the first people that are going to be taking their tops off are, you know, clearly exhibitionists. I mean, that's a definition, and they may be activists, but in many cases they're going to be young ladies, because we're not talking about men here. They're going to be young ladies that are displaying their
sexual... One of these
sexual...
ladies was, I would say, a large woman in her 50s.
I would say that those are the activists.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the women that we're talking about in court here.
You're talking about like the teenagers in Brattleboro that were known for going naked down Main Street, like
right.
That?
Yes, I think that's, it's saying at the very least, I want to cause a commotion. And those things are, you know, yes, you should be able to cause a commotion. If you want to wear a big, giant, rainbow pimp hat, you should be able to do it.
I think this should happen, toplessness should be happening on both sexes until it no longer causes a commotion, until it's so normal and so not a big deal that nobody bats an eye at it. Let's go to Jim. He's in Glendale, Arizona, listening online via TuneIn. Hello, Jim.
You mentioned my full name about 45 minutes ago, and I called immediately on Discord. Why didn't you answer, Minister?
Because we already had a caller on Discord, as I explained to you.
You're lying.
You're on
that's
the air. Go
lie.
Ahead. What do you want?
That's a lie. I've been on hold
no,
for
that's
45
actually not
minutes.
A lie. All right.
And
if
you
you're just
going
to complain, we're just going to hang up on you and move on.
I prefer to be referred to as the Prime Minister.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue, here we go to Bad Slave. He is on the line with us on Skype. Hello, Bad Slave, calling from New Hampshire.
Now, I hope Jim is listening, because I just want to tell him we don't need him anymore. Thank you very much. Anyway, he's just a negative Nelly all the time. Every word out of his mouth is dripping with crap.
That's right. Anyway, move on with what you're calling about.
Right. Two things. Number one, an artist... putting a little bit of latex on a nipple can make that thing look like it's a nipple. Exactly. Not a photograph.
What you're referring to is the prosecutor's suggestion that, hey, you can wear a pasty that looks like a nipple, and that's just A-OK, which is, of course, absolutely insane.
Well, you know, because that I, you know, we have one adult entertainment club in New Hampshire, the Gold Club, and they, you know, I've been there. Okay, so I've been there, and
they
require latex pasties, and of course they're not actually typically the same exact color of a nipple that they could be. But I mean, you know, they're, you know, latex is dyeable, and they can even make the texture exactly the same. I mean, you know, this woman is just a dink. Okay. So, you know, that's my comment. My question is, well, how about if, you know, men, have to cover because they've got external genitalia. Well, women don't have external genitalia.
That's true.
For the most part. So we'll make the women cover their breasts, but they don't have to have a bottom.
Well, first of all, the reason why it's legal across the state, and I'm not an attorney, but this is my understanding, the reason why it's toplessness for women and men is legal across the state is because it does not meet the qualifications of nudity, which is to say that female breasts are not genitals. They are not sexual reproductive organs. And as you pointed out, the female genitalia is internal, which is actually a strong argument that under the current law in New Hampshire that it would be legal for a woman to walk completely naked down the street, whereas a man would not be able to do that because his sex organs are on the outside of his body.
Unless you consider the women's breasts to be genitalia.
But you can't because it has nothing to do with sexual reproduction.
Well, no, it's for the baby afterward.
Yep, correct.
Some people have told me that if you I don't know if it's hormones or whatever, but that men can actually, have everything to produce milk if you know, yeah, sure. I don't know if the circumstances are right or something like that. I don't know. I certainly wouldn't be.
I don't think that men can likely produce it in the quantities that women can, but yeah,
right.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah.
I imagine you can find out on the internet. And then if you find out that it's true, that Amazon will attempt to sell it to you.
I don't know if they sell porn on Amazon, do they?
I'm in agreement with you guys that the whole idea of puritanism has corrupted the governments, all over the place.
Sure has. Pat Slate, thank you for the call tonight. We are out of time. Back tomorrow. You can join us online. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to check out our Twitch channel at twitch.lrn.fm and chat at discord.lrn.fm. See you tomorrow.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.